Welcome to Focus on the Community on WAMW. I'm Dave Foster. Each week we focus on a topic important to our community. Focus on the Community, sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. Today we're going to focus on the upcoming municipal election in Washington. There are numerous contested races on the Republican ballot in the primary, where you pick your party, vote for your candidate, and then the top vote-getters on the Republican and Democrat sides will face off in the general municipal election in November. In Washington, there are some Democrats on the ballot, but none are opposed. We are only going to focus on the contested races in the primary. Last week, we met the mayoral candidates. Today, we meet those running for city council on the Republican ticket, again, only in the contested races. Since the start of the month, we have sat down with the candidates briefly in an informal setting, asked them who they are, why they decided to run for office, and why they feel they're qualified to be on the council, and also asked what they see as the most important issues to address over the next 4 years. We will present the brief interviews in the order in which we scheduled them. City Council District 1 is where we'll start. It has Andrew Heidenreich and Darren Lunsford on the Republican ballot. They are seeking the seat currently held by independent Mike Singleton, who is not seeking re-election. And currently there's no Democrat running for that seat. We met with Mr. Heidenreich first and asked him to introduce himself.
Born and raised here in Washington, Doug and Teresa Heidenreich are my mother and father, and most people would probably know me through my mother as the Carnegie Public Library director here in town, and married to Casey Heidenreich, used to be Bennett. We've been married and have two children, Amelia and Owen, 6 and 1, so we got our hands full, as always.
Oh, yeah.
And she works for Tim Dant, attorney at law, here in town. We are both active members of Bethany Christian Church.
Mm-hmm.
I work for Indianapolis Power and Light, have been there for probably 5 years now. I'm a control board operator there. So I'm part of the IBEW union, local 1395, and mm-hmm. I'm also the local chairman of that union. So I'm busy.
Yes, you are. Well, tell me, why did you decide to run for city council?
Sure. This has been something on my heart for over a year and a half now. We love the community. My wife and I both love the community. I love being a leader, and this is just an opportunity for me to serve my community in the way I know how, and that's being a elected official. We see a lot of good things happening. We got a lot of growth happening, hopefully economically. Not just physical growth with people coming in as we are destined to grow. Definitely want to be able to make the right decisions for those generations to come, be the voice of the next generation. That's the motto of my campaign, because that just explains the reason why I wanted to run.
Okay. What is there any one particular issue that is in your heart and mind that you're looking at down the road, or
doing my job?
There you go.
You know, I think we can talk about that topic a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What is one thing, and you know, you can't really pinpoint it sometimes. Maybe for the mayor's race, sure. As a councilman, I think it's pretty difficult. It's such a broad role. You know, you're the fiscal responsibility, the legislative responsibility of the council. One of the things, definitely, though, is on top of just doing my job, but definitely just be delivering the aspirations of people that people have just in their own mind, also what they deliver to us councilmen as we're trying to represent. But, you know, aspire, it's a verb that we don't hear often. You know, it's one that encourages goals of the community, dreams of the community, people in the community. And one thing I aspire is definitely just to see that economic growth, the family amenities continue to evolve, continue to develop, to retain that young generation here, to draw people here, good quality growth, and you know, have a cohesive community, one that's engaged, one, and I think that we do that well already as Washington. We definitely have that sense of community, and also too, strong infrastructure, proper housing, those. I know it's not one thing, but mm-hmm. it's several yeah. things that we have that we have to definitely be a part of and definitely see forth.
All right. What kind of, you know, work or personal experience do you think you have to be a good councilman?
Sure. Being a union leader is difficult. I'm a union steward on top of being the local chairman, so you get people coming to you all the time about problems and such, and you have a contract you have to follow. So that's been a big learning curve at a young age. Also, too, just being involved in a lot of different businesses. I've been around businesses that have failed, been around businesses that have succeeded. You see how money gets spent. You see how money gets spent in the good ways and the bad ways, and what it takes things to get afloat, and that's definitely a part of the experience that I have. And I think just a good education, a good family background, and just having that drive to want to do the job, and I think that's the best part about me, I guess to say, is I have the drive to want to be the councilman. I want to be the next councilman for District 1.
That's Andrew Heidenreich, Republican candidate for City Council in District 1 in Washington. He is opposed by fellow Republican Darren Lunsford. And Darren starts out telling us about himself.
I'm Darren Lunsford. I'm 37. I worked at GPC for 15 years. I have a wife of 14 years, Helen Lunsford, and a daughter that's 10 going on 11. Shay Lunsford.
So what made you decide to run for City Council of Washington?
Just not a lot of younger people stepping up. I took over the country club as president about 3 years ago, and I looked to some of the elders, the late Neil Smith and many others, for advice and trying to get me through and get me the knowledge. So I'm kind of doing the same thing here. I really enjoyed that. I got a lot of people backing me there, and I'd like to get in young so I can gain the knowledge of everybody that's already in there, past and present, and hopefully take over for them.
Mm-hmm. What kind of experience do you believe you have to be a good city councilman?
Well, I think it starts with, like I just mentioned, mm-hmm. my four to five-year term up at the golf course. I started out my first year and a half just on the board. We're in some heavy financial trouble and issues. We've really turned that around. We're profiting the last 2 years. Daniel Collins taking over Aces, leased that from us. Everything's just really positive up there. There's been other factors involved as well, but it just made me really want to get involved. And it's definitely made me kind of come out of my shell, and so that's definitely one thing. Also, I'm one of the founding members of the GPC Scholarship Fund. That started roughly probably 5 years ago, and it's really taken off. We're given four scholarships, small scholarships a year now, and that's continuing to grow. So just kind of putting myself out there and trying to make things happen.
All right. As you look ahead to the 4 years in the future, and within that time period, what kind of issues do you want to work on, or do you see coming that you can help out with?
One of my main focuses is wanting to help out the education here locally. From what I'm hearing, that's not necessarily easy from the city level. It comes from state level and then your school board. But I believe, after talking to some others, that there may be some tax dollars coming available that are already spoken for now, but they may be opening up. Maybe we can help out a little in that scenario and beef up our school systems, or at least find ways to help out our school board with some of those things.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't think we're in a bad situation here in Washington. I think it's a very positive vibe. I'd like to continue that growth and keep trying to find the unclaimed potential of Washington and keep developing it and bringing in businesses.
Okay. Most candidates have made their comments upon the Business 50 improvement. Any thoughts on that?
Yes. So far, I know we haven't seen a lot of the work yet, but I believe Mayor Wellman's done a fabulous job with that. Normal numbers, I believe, are around 70-72% the state pays for.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's up around 87% the state's paying for. Most of the money's already there between the city and county. Mm-hmm. So it should not raise tax dollars. It's everybody's going to need to bear with the situation for the upcoming year or so, the process, because you're going to have to go out of your way quite a bit. But I think they've done a great job, and I'm not sure that I would change a lot.
There is Darren Lunsford, Republican candidate for City Council District 1. In their final comments, we did ask both Darren and Andrew Heidenreich if they had something to add. Both encouraged registered voters to vote. Both, of course, asked for a vote for themselves, but both said the important thing was to exercise your right to vote. Again, no Democrat filed in the primary for Council Seat 1, currently held by independent Mike Singleton, who is not seeking re-election. Moving on now to the City Council District 2 candidates. Republican Alan Brown is challenged by Eric Headley, no Democrat on the ballot for that seat in the primary. Alan is the current office holder, and we begin our profile of that race with him.
I've been living in Washington for my whole life, minus maybe 2 years when I went and was a police officer out of town. I've ran for city council. This will be the fourth time. I have a family of two sons, Brooks and JJ, and my wife, Andrea. My family outside of that, my father, Dennis Brown, and then my two brothers and a sister, Dennis and Chris and Sharon.
All right. Well, tell us, I guess initially, what made you want to become a city council member, and what keeps you there?
Back 11 years ago when I first ran, I was, you know, running because I wanted to make sure that I was trying to make a future so that my children would stay here in Washington. Knowing that I-69 was on the horizon, you know, now it's true, but back mm-hmm. then it was still a pipe dream and a lot of construction going on. But I wanted to try to see if I could position Washington so that we could take advantage of I-69. And I think we've done that. I think there's still a lot to do, and I want to be a part of that.
Okay. What skills do you have, or what experience do you have that that can attribute to the job you got to do?
I think that being a councilman for 10 years is going to be a big help. 11 years, big help for the new mayor, and we're going to have at least three new council seats. So knowledge and experience, I think, is going to be a big key, especially with our looming of a $20 million project on Highway 50. I think that's going to be a great asset to the new council members and the new mayor.
And we've talked about this with other candidates, that this road project, it's going to last through that entire next term.
Yeah, 4 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. So it is a long-term project, and there still can be some tweaks along the way, and I think that there probably will be, but this project's long overdue. We have got an amazing deal from the state, in my opinion. I don't think you see these in this kind of projects. But Rusty Fowler, he's a local NDOT official, really helped put that together with the mayor. So, I think we got a great deal, and that long-term project is really going to take some focus from the council and the mayor.
What else do you see coming down the line in 4 years?
4 years, I hope to see a lot more activity out there at I-69 and some more activity with some of our local businesses. With Eagle Railcar expansion and GPC expansions, that helps the city of Washington tremendously. Everybody thinks about that we're focused on I-69, and we're not. We really have a focus on keeping our existing businesses, helping them grow, and then also with I-69. There is going to be some scheduled construction out there with the gas station. Is that going to be enough to spur it? We shall see.
Anything else you want to add?
I just think that I think it's a great year for the election, and I think that with all the people that are out running, I think it's going to be a great time this year, and with a new mayor, I think that will be a change. So I just think that Mayor Wellman has done a great job in these last 8 years, and I want to continue that progress.
And that is Washington City Councilman District 2 running for re-election in this week's municipal primary against fellow Republican Eric Headley. We enlisted the help of Dwayne Shake for this interview with Eric. And Dwayne asked Mr. Headley to tell listeners about himself.
Grew up in Washington, 1995, graduate of Washington High School. Went to Indiana University, graduated with a degree in public and environmental affairs. Moved back to the area about 10 years ago. with my wife. We now have three children, 9, 8, and 4. And a few years ago, worked on a campaign with Mike Braun and knocked on doors, went door to door through the town, and really piqued my interest in getting involved in the city council when I listened to the people and what their needs and desires were.
Now, with that being said, building on that a little bit, if elected to the city council in Washington, what would you like to see? What are some of your goals if you get a chance to take the seat?
One of the main things I've told people is transparency and getting information out to the town. One of the things that I heard was that we don't know what's going on. The people don't know. People don't know all the decisions that are being made and why. And it seems like there's surprises out there. So what I've told people is that my goal is to be transparent, get as much information out as I can, probably create some new social media type things just on my part to discuss things that are discussed in city council meetings and get the word out. You know, we get some information in the paper. We can get some information on the sites. But what people really want to know, they want to know more details. So that's my pledge to the people of the district is to talk to them, get out, find their needs, and get the information out on what's being done.
One of the hot topics right now in the city is, of course, the Business 50 project. What's your take on that?
It's something that clearly had to be done. I know it's been discussed for years and years and years. But interesting enough, you know, if I win this, when I become part of the city council, that project will already be underway. So the decisions have been made on that. And it'll be good for the city to get it done. But other than that, I guess I don't have a whole lot to say on it.
And then for the other hot topic point right now, it's got to be economic development, I-69, and trying to get some businesses out there. What would you like to see happen?
Well, Dwayne, that is a hot topic. That's one of the driving forces of why I've decided to run for city council. It's been 8 years. We haven't seen a lot done yet. I want to make sure that Washington is perceived as a community that's good to work with, that we're open for business, and that we want these things to come here. I'm not exactly sure how we're representing ourselves at the current moment, but not a lot's happened in 8 years, and it's time to get moving. The next 8 years are very critical on if we succeed or not, and that's why I'm running for city council.
Well, Eric Headley, again, the challenger to incumbent Alan Braun for Washington City Council District 2. We always leave the final minute or so to open the mic to you to give your final thoughts and to the listeners and the folks of District 2.
Well, Dwayne, like I said, the reason I became interested in running for city council in the first place is my experience going door to door and speaking to the people of Washington. I think they have concerns on how we're being represented and where we're going in the future. They want to see jobs. They want to see quality of life improvements. They want to see more for our tax dollars.
And again, that is Eric Headley, who is challenging GOP incumbent Alan Braun for the Washington City Council District 1 seat in the May 7th Republican primary election. I think I said the election was coming up this coming week, but we have one more week to go still. So the election is on May the 7th. That's going to wrap it up for Focus on the Community this morning. We profile districts 1 and 2. And next week, we will profile the Republican races in districts 3 and 5. The District 3 candidates include Tom Gress and Clarissa Cornelius. They are running in District 3, the seat currently held by Jerry Sidebottom, who is running for mayor. And in the District 5 candidates, there are three Republicans there, and they do include incumbent Sierra Deckard, and she is challenged by David Eskew and Randy Emmons. And again, we'll profile Districts 3 and 5 next week on Focus on the Community. Focus on the Community, sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. You can listen to a rebroadcast of today's show tomorrow morning at 8:30. On 4-Star Country of the General, 95.9 and 101.3 FM and 1580 AM. You can also listen or download a copy of today's program and past shows by visiting WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Dave Foster, inviting you to tune in every weekend to WAMW for Focus on the Community.